Records were made to be broken. This is a phenomenon discussed in an interview we're going to hear today with Fort Lauderdale United's associate head coach, Ali Rogers. Over the course of this interview, which was a pleasure of mine to do, as this is the first ever person we've had on this podcast who's associated with a professional club, we talk all about Ali's various experiences coaching collegiately, and we look forward to the Fort Lauderdale United season, talking everything about the USL Super League and also how this league really helps to bridge the talent gap. So without further ado, let's get right into this amazing interview with Ali. I'm so grateful that she's on the show, and I'm so excited for you all to hear the amazing conversation that we had together. On today's episode, we are interviewing Ali Rogers, associate head coach of Fort Lauderdale United. Ali has experience playing on the pitch, as she was a captain collegiately for multiple years at Florida Gulf Coast University, winning the ASUN Conference Championship every year she was a part of the program. After graduating, Ali played professionally in Poland for KKP Medyczyn before moving into the coaching side of the game. She began at Florida West FC as a coach, head coach for 5 years, while also taking a role in player development. Ali went back to Florida Gulf Coast University as a staff member for almost 5 years in various roles, majorly focused on the recruiting process. Rogers helped guide the team to a pair of Atlantic Sun regular season championships and one tournament title. She then moved to Dartmouth University and became associate head women's soccer coach slash recruiting coordinator. Dartmouth had their second best season since 2012, also breaking two program records when she was on the staff. Thank you, Ali, so much for being here. We're so honored to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, no problem. This is really exciting. So first, I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, the club in Fort Lauderdale United. This is a team that is entering its first year into a completely new league. And so I wanted to ask, why was Fort Lauderdale United such an appealing club for you to join?
Yeah, so Fort Lauderdale United was really appealing for me. It just kind of encompassed everything that I was looking for, from the owner's vision, and it aligned perfectly with my own core values and my coaching philosophy. Fort Lauderdale United FC's commitment to becoming the best team, most consistent team within the USL completely resonates with me, but also while we're trying to empower our athletes and grow the game ultimately. And then obviously my personal and professional growth matched my aspirations here. So we're going to continue to push boundaries and contribute to the sport in a meaningful way, and ultimately growing the opportunities for these amazing young women to play. And then it doesn't hurt that we're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, one of the most gorgeous locations in the United States.
Yeah, it definitely is great to have this new league, obviously. And speaking on your perspective, obviously, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but being a player, you understand the role of having more professional opportunities. And as Amanda Vandervoort, who's the leader of the USL Super League, she talked about how there's only 14 professional teams before the USL Super League in America now. So it's great that more female athletes are able to play at home rather than having to go overseas. And obviously for someone like you who had endured that, right? You went overseas and played in Poland. It's nice that more women will have the opportunity to play the professional soccer at home. So obviously that's great, but can you elaborate a little bit more on the owner's vision, why this club is going to be so special for the fans when it hits the ground running on the season in fall?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has the same vision and passion, and I think that's what makes Fort Lauderdale really, really special place, and our players have this same feeling within it, and just we want to be the best that we can be, and it's holistically. We want to be the best team on the field. We want to be the best soccer players individually and collectively, and then we want to be the best coaching staff to give back to our girls, and then we want to be the best club within the USL, and then we want to be known for our style of play, our identity. What we do, we take a great pride within it, and so we're going to give that professional experience not only to our players but to our fans. They're going to come to our stadium and it's going to be an overall vibe. Honestly, it's gonna, the fans are going to have a great time watching our team play, but also it's going to be a family event. Not only the fans get to watch the beautiful game, but it's going to be a community event for them where there's going to be different events going on where everyone from all ages is going to enjoy it.
Yeah, obviously Fort Lauderdale, this is going to be the first professional women's soccer team there, but also the first professional women's sports team there. And so it's kind of bridging a gap, right, of this collective goal and mission of finding these athletes who are not only going to be inspirational to young women and young boys off the field, but also on the field, and show this spotlight. And you talked a lot about this collective mission off the field and the brand that Fort Lauderdale United is building with the collective goal of being the best. So what were some of the key factors that the Fort Lauderdale United staff were looking for when building this roster from the ground up?
Yeah, I think the two biggest things that we were looking for when we were identifying video and speaking to agents is that we wanted ball handlers, first and foremost. We wanted girls comfortable on the ball, good technical application, but then we also wanted a two-sided player. And so it doesn't matter if they're playing the nine or a striker. We wanted to make sure that they were just as impactful as they were attacking and also on the defensive side. And then that ranges all the way down to our goalkeepers as well. Your job is to keep the ball out of the frame, the goalpost, but also you need to be really, really good at your feet to initiate our team's attack. And so I would say those were the two biggest things that we were looking for.
Yeah, obviously going off of your goalkeeping perspective, even just seeing across the women's game in other leagues that have been playing for a while, like the NWSL, for instance, there's been a big transition into possession style football, and that's been driven by the bigger emphasis on playing at the ball. And I think that is something that's been really important. Obviously, for Fort Lauderdale United having goalkeepers of NWSL experience, that's probably really big for the team. And as you were previously a player, that intuition and desire to play with the ball and play this beautiful football is probably a big thing for you. But to elaborate on that, how has this shift from player to coach and how had previously being a player helped you on the coaching side of things?
Yeah, no, it's been great. And when I was a player, I think what really helps me within my role now is that I was the star of my team. And then I also was the one battling from injury. And so the relatable piece, it doesn't matter if you are that quote unquote number one player on the team or that quote unquote maybe last roster member on the team. Like, I can relate to my players within that because I've gone through the ringer as well. And so just having that relatable piece, I think, is what makes my coaching so near and dear to me, because I want the absolute best out of every single one of my players, and how can I help them achieve their best, both on the field, and then obviously we're growing so much more than the game. We're growing these amazing young women and instilling character traits within them. And so I think it's helped me tremendously. Like, I definitely can relate to them in more ways than many other coaches can.
Yeah, obviously, this is a new team, but it's also a young team. This is, for some of them, their first experience playing professionally. You've had significant experience recruiting young talent at the collegiate level through many of your previous roles. How has that experience helped you aid to build a professional team from the ground up, specifically with a younger roster?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, I've had the privilege of being kind of the lead of recruitment at my previous institutions and found success, honestly, everywhere that I've been at. And the foundation is obviously the players. And here at Fort Lauderdale United FC, I'm lucky to be around top tier coaches, Ty and Ali. Ali is our head of recruitment, but overall, what they've done when I got on staff, they've really solidified a strong roster. And now when I came in, we were looking to kind of establish and finalize the rest of our roster. And for me, it is really easy to identify a talented player. I think the tricky part within recruiting is in how can that player impact the brand, the identity, and the way that you want to play at your certain club. And so the way that I look at it when I'm watching film or identifying a player is, how are they going to impact the Fort Lauderdale United FC brand, both on and off the pitch? And obviously we want ball-oriented players and two-sided players, but it's so much more beyond than that and in depth than that. And so I think we've done a really, really good job of establishing a really good foundation within our players. And at the end of the day, we just want players that fit our identity and how we want to play.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the Fort Lauderdale United roster, you see a clear emphasis on ball handling players. Even looking at someone like Nia Christopher, who's traditionally like a nine or even in the midfield role, her creativity on the ball would clearly be a big aspect of this team. And I just really think that's been something that has been, even from an outsider perspective, it shows how Fort Lauderdale has really put a clear emphasis on what they're building. And I think it's been great to view as an outside perspective, but thank you for that very insightful answer. So we talked a little bit about like the youth talent and building the roster specifically, but now you're in preseason, right? You're on the ground. You've built this great roster, but it's now about building these partnerships to help this team win on the field. And so you've had this experience at the collegiate level, not just in recruiting, but also being a big part of player development, right? In college, as a head coach, as a role in development, you've had those skills. And how will those skills help you to bring together such a young group and help their respective paths at the professional level?
Yeah, I definitely think my past experiences have helped me equipped with the tools to guide and mentor these young athletes. I think the general answer is that I can strengthen all my players' best attributes. I always say, what do you excel in? And then how can we continue to excel in, or how can we make that a big part of your game in a lot of moments in the game? And then obviously there's some deficiencies that we want to grow. And so that's what I'm there to help them with. I think my focus on building the strong connections with my players and these relationships is setting clear expectations. And then providing them with tangibles of how can we get better. So short-term objectives with long-term goals, and then obviously providing the mentorship needed to support their growth and success at this new level. I think I am a very motivational coach. If I can instill confidence in each one of my players every single day, that's what I aim to do. And we play a very confident, driven sport. Like, you watch a woman on the pitch, you can tell if she's playing confidently just in her demeanor. And so how can I just get that out of them each and every day? I think that's my main goal as well.
Yeah, often we talk about teams that are very talented, but maybe just don't have, sometimes in the past, there's been a side that has the talent on the roster, but they don't have that X factor. And I feel like a thing with Fort Lauderdale United that has been so intentional, clearly from an outsider view, but it seems that you've elaborated on this more, is how you're trying to instill a level of like assertiveness and dominance. Soccer's not checkers, it's chess. We've heard coaches like Juan Carlos Almaraz of Gotham talk a lot about that. And I think that really speaks volumes to how Fort Lauderdale is so insistent on building this team from the ground up. And that's been really great. And just to be a little bit less specific, more abstract, has there been like one training moment or a moment of building this team that has been really rewarding and something you've really enjoyed, or just one that stands out in general? Just any memory, honestly, story.
Great question. Honestly, I think I knew that we had a special team. We were going over what quite frankly can be a frustrating tactical piece of the game, build out play within our team. And it started with our goalkeeper. And I just remember this moment where the coaching staff kind of looked at each other, and it was throughout the progression of the session, and the girls implemented it great. The tempo was great. Their starting positions was great. They were moving the opposition quickly. And it was just that like aha moment that we have the players that are able to be confident, even building within inside our own six, because ultimately that's what we're going to do. We're going to handle the ball. We're going to move the opposition just the way that we want to. And we're going to do it in a confident manner. And so I think that was a really cool moment for me. Like, I had chills coaching them, because soccer, it's simple, but it's not easy to play simple, and it's not easy to coach it either. And so for these girls, they live and they're breathing this, and they have such a sense of pride right now of just wearing this crest and wanting to play this style of soccer that we're implementing. And so they're really grasping onto everything that we're saying. And so for them to even grasp onto a topic such as massive and as hard it is as that, and for them to actually get a really good foundation on day one, it was quite rewarding.
Yeah, the intricacies obviously of building a team go far beyond what you see in the 90 minutes on the pitch. And I think you're highlighting that a little bit about how every training session is a new building block as to where you want to get in summation. You talk a lot about the large ambitions of Fort Lauderdale United being one of the reasons you wanted to join the team. And that really speaks volumes about the side and their willingness to really invest in women's football, but also as a brand and as a team and what the style of play wants to be. And I think that's really interesting. Earlier, I talked a little bit about you, and you said it yourself, you've been successful, quite frankly, everywhere you've gone. In fact, you've had their second best season since 2012, simultaneously defeating two program records while you were part of their staff. What do you attribute to that success in such a quick period of time since you had joined, and how you need to work with building a team from scratch that will need to adapt quickly in the beginnings of such a competitive league?
Honestly, I have been extremely lucky. I definitely think that players make games. At the end of the day, a coach can do all the tactics and everything, but the players are there to kind of instill it and all of that. And so besides what we brought from the tactical point of view, I feel like the biggest attribute to the success specifically at Dartmouth was the players bought into it fully. As a staff, we were sure that we answered the why. I think that was a really important piece of why we're doing this, down to training sessions, down to tactics and the games. The players really understood why we were doing that specific task, because we were looking for a certain outcome. They bought in fully, but I think it obviously we all share the same vision, and that's exactly what's happening here at Fort Lauderdale United FC, and it's happening here quickly. Our players are bought into the organization, even down to our game model, our identity, the grind mentality, the we over me mentality, and they're extremely bought into the learning process. It was great to see, even minute one, day one, our players have taken really immense amount of pride in wearing our crest, recognizing that they are the foundation of this club. Minute one, day one, this is literally the foundation of this, and they embrace and they want that responsibility of representing Fort Lauderdale. And they're up for the challenge, because they know whatever they instill in day one, it's only going to go up from here.
Yeah, you talk a lot about the why and the meaning behind playing. And I think you mentioned it, how a coach can only do so much. But by your methods of really installing that adaptability in your side, it seems like your team is clearly being set up for success very well. I'd asked you a little bit of a precursor to this question. It's quite similar, but earlier about the building behind the team, building out from the back. But is there like a favorite behind the scenes moment specifically to like building the roster for the first time that still sticks with you? And what was the most rewarding part of the process? This is the first time, you know, you've gotten a chance in a professional organization to build from the ground up.
Honestly, I just remember early days, Ty and Ollie and myself would be in the office and we're talking tactics on the board with every single one of our players, and their last names are written on the board, and we're talking about like this partnership and this pairing and then this fluid of a formation and an attack and how creative and how can we like best put our players in like the way that's going to fit their attributes the best. And so I think it's been great now that we're not even talking about a whiteboard anymore, that they're finally here and we actually get to work with them in person. I think that's behind the scenes moment. It makes me laugh now because we always talk like everyone's undefeated right now. Everyone is thinking that they have the best team. Everyone on day one's goal is saying win the USL, but how are we going to kind of walk the walk? Like, how are we going to do it?
Yeah, and I think it's also very interesting with the way the USL is formatted is you obviously have the fall season, but then you also have the spring season. So there's a big break. And I think each part of the like full summation of a season is like a building block, right? And now at the end of the day, it's not like you're a complete expansion team. Every team is going into this league with no experience playing together. It's a completely new project. And obviously with that, as you're a part of the inaugural coaching staff, you bear the responsibility of having to install a style of play that will be associated for Fort Lauderdale United. You talked a little bit about the possession-based football, but can you dive into a little bit more about what you can promise fans about what they're going to see on the field stylistically and what this team will represent?
Yeah, we definitely have a style of play and identity that every time we step on the field, there's no doubt or no guess, even if we weren't wearing the FTL crest, that you could tell that FTL was playing on the pitch. I think overall, we will be a team that plays with intensity, creativity on the attacking side, be organized on the defensive side, and just have that relentless drive to win in every single game. I think that overall encompasses who we are and what we're going to bring.
Yeah, it really speaks volumes to how this team is a good blueprint. I think at the end of the day, you can't always predict what's going to come next. Your opponents, you never played them before, but it's very admirational from an outsider's perspective, at least, to see how this team is really focusing on building from the ground up, but also doing it methodically, doing it in a way of practice that seems so perfect. We can tell that you and the coaching staff have got it handled on the field, but to end this main question segment, what would you say to the Floridian residents on the pitch in supporting this Fort Lauderdale United and explaining the importance of the club to the residents of the Fort Lauderdale area?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say supporting us and Fort Lauderdale United FC essentially means embracing our city's rich, rich soccer culture and fostering community pride. We are much more than a soccer team that is competing to win. It's empowering women and girls to dream big and achieve their greatness and their dreams. Your support will lay the foundation for a vibrant future for us. And I'm going to put a plug in for our home opener on September 29th. And we cannot wait to pack the stands and show you what we truly are and what we stand for.
So you talked about the home opener. The club is refurnishing the stadium that they're going to be playing at in the university area. And can you speak to, as a manager, you're devoted to getting the best product on the field. How does that speak volumes to being part of an organization that also is investing off the field to get the best conditions to the players? You were a female athlete once as well on the pitch. So how does that relate to you and how does it make you proud to work for a club that's building towards something great off the field, not just on the field?
I have an immense amount of pride and it humbles me to be a part of an organization that is inputting all of this money into our facilities to ensure that our girls are having a professional first-class experience. And on the flip side of that, we talked about it as a team, knowing that our owners are doing this for us and they see the value in it and obviously giving back to the community, giving more to the community. We're on the road for the first four games. And so we are everyone's home opener for those four games. And our girls are excited about it. We're calling it a dog mentality. And so the biggest statement and the easiest way and the quickest way to put respect on our name is to beat our opponents at their home opener. And we're really looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, it's almost like being the spoiler effect in a good way. It's nice to see like this confident mentality. It's not the best, obviously, for the players to not be able to go into their home arena as early as they are, but this gives them a new kind of opportunity to face the road conditions and put the best performance on the pitch. So now we're moving on to the rapid fire segment of this episode. So Allie, I'm going to ask you a few quick questions. They're personal about the area, for instance, or maybe they're about soccer in general. And then we'll end with this side that clearly looks like a quite good competitor for the championship. So first of all, What is your favorite thing you've done so far in Fort Lauderdale?
Probably go to an Inter Miami game and seeing their facility was really cool.
Okay. What was your favorite hobby outside of soccer?
The beach.
Messi or Ronaldo?
Messi. I have to say Messi.
Yeah. You're in Fort Lauderdale now.
I have to say Messi.
This is really hard. Rapinoe or Morgan?
Oh my. I'm going to go off the cuff and say Germa.
Okay. Good answer. Try and be neutral. That's yeah. Nice. What's one of your favorite positions to coach?
Backline, defense wins championships.
Good one. Okay. What's your favorite team? Obviously for Lauderdale United, but outside of it, maybe the European side.
Man City.
Okay. Same here. Now back to Fort Lauderdale United. What's your favorite part about the USL League as a whole?
Giving more opportunities for these amazing women to showcase what they have on the professional stage within the United States.
I know I said rapid fire, but can you expand on that a little more?
Yeah, no, I just want to say it's about time. Honestly, it makes me feel so humbled that I'm even a part of this movement, and it's going to show. It's going to show quickly that the USL is here to compete, and I can't wait to see what the league is going to bring on day one. I know talking to even other coaches and representatives within the league, like everyone has such a strong belief, and we know that we're going to be competitive and be really successful. And the expansion within the USL just shows that they're invested in women's sports and within the United States. And honestly, it really resonates with me because this league would have been outstanding for a player like me. I excelled at a mid-major. I was first team all conference. I was all region team. I did very, very well. I was like MVP in my tournament, but my only option was to go overseas because I knew that I was going to get overlooked within the draft. And so this league to me is very personal because I would have loved the opportunity to play in a league like this within the United States.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of times great players get kind of snubbed from the draft. It's often happens with international players, but also with domestic players right on home soil. For instance, someone like Kelly Hubley, who was undrafted and now is one of the best center backs in the league. Bethany Bolser was undrafted, one of the best strikers in the league, one rookie of the year. So that really speaks testaments to how USL is filling that opportunity gap that's really lacking in the league. And I think there's probably a lot of things you love about Fort Lauderdale United, but what's one favorite thing? It doesn't have to be your most favorite, but just something that stands out about the club.
Our owners and our CEO are here every single day in front of the girls, and that's quite unheard of at the professional landscape.
I love that. So decisive. Really tells you a lot about how this club really is not just invested off the field, but they really care about the players on the pitch. And I think I love that kind of not just one club mentality, but that full on investment. So last but not least, obviously your top 20 answers would probably be the Fort Lauderdale roster, but what is one of your favorite women's soccer players to watch outside of Fort Lauderdale United?
I have to say my girl Germa again. I think she reads a game absolutely unbelievable, and she's a two-sided player. And so hats off to Germa.
Well, you got your own version of Germa and Laveni Vaca. She'll be amazing in that center back role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brings that height. I mean, she's great on corner kicks. So, yeah, I'm very excited to watch Fort Lauderdale United as a team. You can look them up online at fltutd.com. You can buy tickets to any of their matches on SeatGeeks and support USL because women's soccer at local level needs to be continuously invested in. And for fans, the USL Super League is another opportunity for more different markets to get exposure to women's soccer. So thank you so much, Ali, for being on the podcast today. And I cannot wait to watch Fort Lauderdale United in person and also on Peacock with the new streaming deal.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Ali, again, for such an amazing interview. This is such an enjoyable conversation to have, and I hope that you all found it as meaningful as I did. I think that whole segment on the opportunity gap really speaks volumes to how the USL Super League is really filling a hole. I will say at first, I was skeptical of why there needed to be another league in the US, if it would derail the quality of competition in the NWSL. And actually, I think that they're doing a really good job at filling that gap and opportunity. And Fort Lauderdale United is just really showing how when you invest in women's sports, people will come. If you build it, they will come, so to speak. And I think Ali having that experience as a player of not being able to play domestically and for her professional career and having to go overseas, it really speaks volumes to how this league will prevent more people like Ali from having to go overseas to be the best professional athlete that they can be. They can do it in more opportunities in the US. And obviously there was only 14 teams professionally in the U.S. before the USL Super League, and now that number's up to 22. So I really think that this league is going to be so amazing for the opportunity gap, allowing younger players who can't get on an NWSL roster to really have a chance to shine. And I think this interview really embodies the fact of how this league can really be transformational. I hope you enjoyed this interview just as much as I did. And if you did, I hope you'll consider leaving a 5-star review and follow us wherever you get your podcasts, alongside following us on Instagram at the Women's Soccer Podcast, of underscores in between each word. I appreciate your support. I really enjoy doing this podcast, and I hope that as we continue to grow, I can really continue to show my knowledge to the rest of the world. So I really appreciate all the support everyone's given me. I want to thank Ali and Fort Lauderdale United again for setting up this interview, and say peace out from your host, LDG.